Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, beginning with the 10th chapter at the 46th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving the city of Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and he said to him, and Jesus said, "Call him here." And so they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the blind man says to Jesus, "My teacher, let me see again." Well, that's a pretty obvious answer to the question Jesus asked him. What else would a blind man ask for? It may be the obvious answer, but it's not always the answer given. Obviously, no one wants to be blind. That's not the question. The deeper question is whether you and I really want to see. Do we really want to see the reality of our own life? Do we want to see what gets done and what doesn't get done? Who we are and who we are not, do we want to see that? Do we really want to see the needs of our neighbor, the poor or the marginalized? Do we want to see the injustice that goes on sometimes in this world? Do we really want to see who Jesus is and not just who we wish or want him to be? Do you really want to see? That's the question Bartimaeus has to answer. True seeing is more than simply observing something with our physical eyes. It implies a relationship and a deeper knowing and understanding. This happens when we see with the eyes of faith. This seeing, however, is not without risk. If we really want to see, then we must be willing to change ourselves to be changed. We must be willing to leave behind what might be. Sometimes that risk is maybe a little too much for us. So we turn a blind eye and we choose not to see. This is not about some sort of physical blindness that I'm talking about. It's about our spiritual condition. The Apostle Peter rightly declared Jesus to be the Christ. But when Jesus began to teach about his own suffering, rejection, and death, well, what did Peter do? He rebuked Jesus. Peter could not see how that could be the way of the Messiah, God's anointed one. The disciples argued among themselves about who was the greatest. They were unable to see that whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. The rich man wanted to inherit eternal life, but he could not see his way clear to selling all his possessions and giving what he received in money to the poor. For most of us, life is neither all-seeing nor all-blindness. There are times when we sort of get it. We know what's going on. And then there are times when we don't get it and we can't figure out what's happening. That's how it was with Bartimaeus too. That it wasn't always darkness for him. Remember what Bartimaeus says to ask Jesus? It's to see again. At the end of the story, we're told that he regained his sight. Well, there must have been some time when Bartimaeus could actually see. There was a time when he and the world were filled with light. Bartimaeus has known darkness and he has known light. He has had vision and he has been blind. Both are the reality of Bartimaeus and they're our own reality as well. Jesus offers us a clear vision of what real life ought to look like. To the extent that we do not share that vision, we do not see what Christ wants us to see, well, then we have a certain blindness. We live in darkness. As tragic as blindness is, the greater tragedy is when we do not see that we ourselves are blind in some ways. So we bump and stumble our way through life believing that this is as good as it's going to get. We're content to sit by the roadside and beg, go nowhere. How and what we see determines the world we live in and the life we live. Bartimaeus, he understands this. He is, of course, a blind beggar, and he isn't going anywhere. The world passes him by, but his life remains unchanged. Every day is pretty much the same for him. He sits by the roadside, holds out the cloak of his blindness, and then he begs for money or food. He lives in total darkness. There is no sense of illumination within him or around him. The darkness covers him like a cloak. And at some point or another, all of us in our own way sit by the roadside. We are a beggar cloaked in darkness, unable to see. And so we share in the blindness of Bartimaeus. This blindness can happen to us in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's the darkness of grief or sorrow or loss. Sin and guilt blind us to what life should be. Other times we live in the darkness of fear or anger or resentment. Doubt and despair can distort and impair our vision. Failures, disappointment, and shattered dreams can all darken our world. There are times when we hide amongst the shadows, not wanting to see and not wanting to be seen. Perhaps the deepest darkness is when we become lost to ourselves, not knowing who we are or the beauty of this creation and of our own existence. And the list could just go on and on. That sort of darkness fills and covers us in a thousand different ways. I do not know what actually caused the blindness of Bartimaeus. No one does. In some ways, maybe it really doesn't matter. What matters more is that he knew, he understood he was blind. He held his blindness before Christ, believing and hoping that there was more to who he was and what his life could be. And it was out of that knowing, believing, and hoping that he then cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." That is the cry of someone who abandons himself or herself to God. The one who cannot see cries out to be seen. It is the cry that stopped Jesus right there in his tracks. Mercy is like that. Call him here, Jesus said. And with that calling, the depths of human darkness meet the heights of divine light. Misery meets compassion, and what is meets what might be. So there is Bartimaeus standing before Jesus. And Jesus asks him, well, what do you want me to do for you? That's not just a question for Bartimaeus. In a way, it's a question for everyone who has ever sat by the roadside of life, everyone who has ever lived in darkness, everyone who has ever begged for life. It's the question that you and I really ask. It's a question Jesus asks of us over and over again and again. Now, there's no universal answer to the question. There is only our answer at this time and in this place in our life. Tomorrow could be an entirely different matter. Jesus offers a turning point, a new beginning for each of us. It asks us to look deep within ourselves, to face what's going on in our life, and then name what it is we really want, what we really need. So what do you want Jesus to do for you? I'm not asking what would make you feel better, fix a particular problem, or make your life more comfortable. What is that one thing you need today that will open your eyes to see yourself, others, and all of this creation as beautiful and holy? What is the one thing you need today that will allow you to throw off that cloak of darkness? What is the one thing you need today that will take you from sitting and begging by a roadside to following Christ as one of his disciples? Now, I know these are hard questions, but they're important questions. They're the questions that will change your life. Now, I don't know what your answer is. I can't name it for you. But there's one thing I can do. I can promise you this. Christ is listening. He is willing and he is able. So let us pray that Christ will hear our prayers. Let us pray that he will give us eyes to see the needs of others in this world. And let us be done with our own blindness and behold the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might be transformed by it, and through us, this world might be transformed as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.